At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Belicio Foods is looking for you. That's right. Belicio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Belicio Foods is the company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BeliciOFoods.com/careers.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV, where it is James and Jen and Dylan go to the fair day.
It is. We are not at the fair, but we will be soon enough.
That's right. We have on our Wilson colors today.
Yeah.
In honor of the fair.
Golden Rockets, baby.
Yeah. Are you holding your cigarette pack in that shirt?
No. No comment. No.
He's got his cigs rolled
up. I thought you were making a dig about people from Wellston.
What?
I don't know. No? I didn't know where you were going with that.
Honestly, I didn't know today was Wednesday. I thought today was Tuesday.
Dylan, go back to sleep, sweetie.
Yeah. Stop getting up so early.
Yeah,
but yeah, today is sure. Wednesday, July 19th. And the Jackson County Fair is in full swing.
It totally is. And the Junior Fair is in full swing. I was telling you that I've really been enjoying seeing some of the great pictures from the Junior Fair classes. And mm-hmm. I think yesterday they had the turkeys and the ducks and the chickens and all that stuff. And yeah. Just very nice to see mm-hmm. the kids and how excited they are about being there. And
yeah.
You know, it's like a lot of emotions mm-hmm. that were captured. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So we do have a guest today, but real quick we would run through the fair schedule, what's happening today.
Okay.
So I'll get it started and then you can kind of finish it up. So right now, the open class dairy cattle show is going on, and that is followed by the Junior Fair Dairy Cattle Showmanship and Show.
I think that we should make you. Oh no! We'll make the intern. We should make show the intern milk a cow.
I want no
Isn't
part
that
of that.
Isn't that what a dairy cow is?
Yes.
Dylan,
do you want to learn to milk a cow?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Okay.
And then at 10 is the Senior King and Queen contest in the 4H building, presented by Mobility Manager of Jackson and Vinton Counties.
That's right, because it's Senior Citizen Day
it
today.
It is. Senior citizens get in free today, sponsored by Holzer.
Well, thank God we all have to pay for me to get in now.
I know, right? Then also at 10 a.m. is the Junior Fair Beef Breeding Showmanship, followed by the Dairy Beef Feeders, Dairy and Market Steers. And that's everything. Woo. Yeah. Then that's everything in the morning, and that's going to take us up to 2 o'clock, which is the Junior Fair Beef Breeding Show. 2:45 is the Junior Fair Dairy Beef Feeder Show. At 4:30 is the Junior Fair Beef Feeder Show. Then rewinding a little bit, starting at 2 o'clock, the rides open.
Okay.
Yeah. So the rides will be open from 2 to 10 today.
Nice.
And then in the later afternoon at 6 p.m. is the Junior Dairy Steer Show. At 6:30 is the Junior Fair Horse Showmanship and Horsemanship.
Mm-hmm.
That's your event, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then at 7 is the Junior Fair Market Steer Show. And at 7:30 is Comedy Night with Joe Deuce on the Midway Stage, hosted by local comedy legend Lori Graves.
Lori Graves. Yeah. That's not Joe Dirt. That's Joe Deuce.
Did I say Joe Dirt?
No.
Oh.
I was just making a joke. Who is Joe Deuce?
I don't know. He is the comedian that will be performing at the Midway stage at the Jackson County Fair tonight at 7:30 p.m.
That's right. And, you know, it is a big day because when you start talking about this, the steer project, so mm-hmm. There's so many different projects, and it's a long night, and then you get into the horse show and they're all going on at the same time. There's a lot mm-hmm. going on. Yeah. So
busy day at the Jackson County Fair.
It is. And comedy. So you can kind of get some comic relief.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just looked this up, and Joe Deuce is a nationally touring comedian and has appeared on Fox, Hulu, and Amazon Prime.
Wow.
There you go. Wow. And he will be, making his presence known at the Jackson County Fair tonight.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so we are going to head out there later this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have some coverage of the Jackson County Fair for you later this week. So that's very exciting. If you are out there today, look for us.
Yeah.
Jen,
say hey.
Jen and me will both be wearing our vests.
No, we will not.
We'll see. We'll see if Jen's wearing her vest. Hashtag living our best life.
Our best life?
Yeah.
That was real punny last night when you sent that to me.
I know. I was proud of that. I worked on that. I was like, all right, what is the best pun I can come up with? I had like three or four, and that was the one I chose to go with. You got to workshop these things, Jen.
Uh-huh.
Comedy gold doesn't just write itself.
That's true.
You got to work these things. You think Joe Deuce just does the first thing that comes to his head? No, he works for it.
Joe Deuce works hard.
He works hard for it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right.
I bet he doesn't wear a vest.
I don't know. He is a comedian. Vests are kind of funny. He might.
Listen, it is 7,000 degrees. I am not putting another additional layer of clothing on.
All right. I can't argue with that. But either way, come find us at the Jackson County Fair later this morning.
That's right. We'll be up there and trying to talk to some kids, maybe show you a little bit of the Midway and some food and all that stuff.
Yep.
Because, you know, we all like food.
Yes, we do all like food.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have a guest this morning, so
yes,
I am going
to
give up my seat and invite her over here.
Okay. Well, come on over. We're excited about this. We're going to find out about how you can better yourself a little bit, right?
That's right.
Very good. So welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And if you would pull that mic right up to your face, I guess. Yes, much better. Yeah, it tends to not pick up sometimes. So welcome. We're so happy to have you here. Could you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Amy Barr, and I am the leader of the local TOPS chapter here in Jackson.
So I can remember talking with, I believe Jack Riley was a member of TOPS years ago, and if I remember correctly, he worked very hard and lost some weight.
Right.
And it's kind of a group, it's a support group, or the right way to say it?
Yes, it is a weight loss support group, yes.
Okay, very good. So it is so nice to have you here today. And I guess if you could explain what TOPS stands for, what it is.
Sure. TOPS stands for Take Off Pounds Sensibly. And it is a weight loss support group. We don't follow a certain diet. They give you information on the food exchange system, but you don't have to follow that because we all know what works for one person doesn't always work for someone else.
Okay.
So
sure.
you have your choice of what you want to follow. And they just give you tools to help you along your weight loss journey.
Okay.
So there's lots of tools. I mean, there's things on the website that you can access. There's recipes there. They have a TOPS News magazine that comes out bimonthly. They do blogs and webinars. They have those that come out. So there's lots of tools out there that you can use and stuff. There's a little My Day One, little magazine that all new members get that kind of gives you tools and tricks to help you get you started.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Because the journey, you know, I think number one in the journey is just getting started.
Right.
It's like, I can do this tomorrow. Or I'm going to start next Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, we've all done that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So you go to start on Monday and maybe that Monday doesn't go very well. So you're like, okay, I'll start next Monday.
Correct.
So there's never going to be a perfect day to start. So you just got to kind of like jump in and do the best you can to get started and stuff. And I mean, it's not an easy road to go. You know what I mean? And
no,
like
nobody's
weight loss journey is like linear. I wish we could all just continually go straight downhill with our weight loss, but it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And when you said that every person is different, that can be discouraging because you're like, okay. And I don't know, do you guys encourage kind of the buddy system or whatever, you know, where it's like, you know, you have somebody that you're kind of working together with as a support mechanism, and that person's all of a sudden losing weight and you're not. And oh man, that can be frustrating.
You rely on your fellow members a lot.
Okay.
You know, that's what they're there for. They're give you support and stuff if you're having a bad day, or encourage you when you're doing well. And we have contests and things like that. So, I mean, a lot of it is, you know, motivating each other and stuff, but it also comes down to that discipline and self-control. Some people are like, oh, I just can't get motivated. But is it truly that you can't get motivated, or is it that you've lost your self-control and your discipline to make those smart choices and stuff? So it's a little bit of both, I think. So, because I mean, maybe you have motivation and you want to do it, but then you just don't have that self-control to stay away from certain things. And I know in my house, there are certain things that I would prefer not be in my house.
Sure.
So, yeah. Like,
just, if it ain't there, I can't eat it. Or,
that's right.
Yeah, I get
you. That's right. And you just learn tips and tricks along the way.
Sure.
I mean, like if you are a chocoholic or something and you don't want to keep chocolate in your house and you've been having a craving for like, you know, a week or two and it just doesn't go away. So maybe you decide you want to go get some chocolate. You go out and get something.
Okay.
A small amount and, you know, then bring it back to your house and, you know, and stuff. So you just have a small portion there and, you know, it's not, the extra's not left in your house.
Yeah. You're not buying the, you know, Halloween size bag of Hershey bars, right?
That's right. Don't want that and stuff. Just like when Girl Scout cookie season comes along, I tell my husband, if you buy some, you need to take them to work because I don't want those in my house.
Yes.
My son might like to have those in my house, but yeah. I don't want them in my house.
Yeah. No, that makes total sense. Like if the temptation isn't there, then you can't partake in it, right?
Right, right.
So, all right, well, let's talk about, you know, do you guys have meetings or how does that work?
Each TOPS chapter meets once a week. So my chapter meets Tuesday nights at the Senior Center over on Mound Street.
Okay.
And we start at 5:00. That's our weigh-in time. And then we start our meeting at 5:30.
Okay.
And we're out of there by 6:30.
And what would a meeting consist of?
A meeting consists of, we usually have like our TOPS pledge. We start with that. And then we have a roll call, which is you go through everyone's name and they say how they did. I mean, you don't have to say like what you lost or what you gained. You can just say you lost or you gained. You don't have to say how much. And you don't even have to say if you don't want to.
Okay.
And stuff, because
it's not like body shaming, right?
No.
Like shaming.
There is no body shaming. There's no fat shaming and stuff. I mean, if you come in there with a gain, you know, you don't have to say that during roll call. You don't have to say, I gained. You can just say, you know, pass. Even if you lost, you can say pass and stuff. Some people don't even like to weigh in every week because that's not their focus. Their focus is not the number on the scale.
Yeah.
Maybe their focus on their health journey is maybe how their clothes fit.
Sure.
And stuff, you know, or just being more active and going that way. So not everybody has the same goals on their health journey.
Yeah, because we all know that, you know, say, for example, you start doing some weight training or something, you're going to actually probably gain some weight.
Yeah.
You're going to lose weight eventually, but you probably gain some weight. So, you know, getting on those scales could get a little frustrating for somebody that while your clothes are fitting better, you're still, you know, a few pounds more than you once were. And so, you know, I understand why people would not want to focus on that and whatever.
But after you have the weigh-in, then there's sometimes you have like a little bit of a business meeting because we are a group, you know, an organization and stuff. So, and some chapters handle that differently. It just kind of depends on how big a chapter is and stuff. And then after that, there's a program. of some type, and we get our programs off the website so we know that they are medically sound. They're written by a professional, so we know we're giving out correct information and stuff. And then, you know, anybody in the chapter can do a program. You just go to the website and find some information.
Okay, very good. So, if you're a member or you can check all that stuff out. That's so cool. Right.
Yep.
Okay, and so that's once a week. And so what would be some of the things that, you all would maybe like focus on in a program?
Sometimes we have a program that focuses on exercise.
Okay.
So somebody will come in our chapter, and we had one program that dealt with the hula hoops. There was an article in our Tops News magazine.
I love hula hoops.
So, well, none of us were very good at it. So, yeah,
it was a lot of fun trying.
Yes, but we had fun trying and stuff. So the person who presented that program, she went out and bought us a couple hula hoops. We were all passing them around and sharing them. And then our assignment for that week was to take that hula hoop home and, you know, try to get a little bit better. So needless to say, I did not get any better, but it was fun trying.
I feel like hula hoops are one of those things that it's like riding a bike. Once you figure it out, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I still need more practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it might be like that. Sometimes it's some nutritional information, and maybe it's just a discussion topic, like what are your trigger foods, or how do you guys get past the nighttime snacking, and just opening that up for some discussion and listening to other people's ideas on what they do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like a game and stuff. Someone might come up with a game. I know we have one member that she has like the big Connect Four game and the Jenga game. So she'll bring that in sometimes, and she'll set up questions about what would be the most nutritional thing to eat, this or this, and you make your choice. If you get it right, then you get to put, you know, something in the Connect Four thing. It's just another way to present the information.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, and we have contests all the time in our chapter and stuff. Sometimes they're group contests or individual contests. And, you know, there's always a little prize, and there's different guidelines for the contests and stuff. So it's not, sometimes it's based on who loses the most weight, but not always and everything. Because some people who are at the beginning of their weight loss journey lose faster than others.
Right.
So if you base it on weight loss, you know, and that's the only thing you base it on, then some people feel like they don't have a chance.
Yeah.
So we kind of base it on some other things too, to give people an equal chance.
Okay.
And stuff. Because, I mean, that's what contests are there for. They are there to motivate us.
So. Absolutely. And I thought that it was really interesting. I like kind of like what you said about that you don't focus on a diet or whatever. It's, you know, finding, the whole point is to find out what works for you.
Right.
Because we're all different.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, and I know there are things along the way, like we have fall rallies every year, like in October. Ohio has this fall, we're having five.
Okay.
So, but we usually try to have one in each quadrant of Ohio. And so that's just a time where we get together and we celebrate everybody's summer successes and some recognition. And then there's state recognition days. We usually have that at the end of April. And that's just in one central location in Ohio. And that's a time where we recognize and we honor those people who have met their goals. So when you meet your goal, you become a COPS, which is keep off pounds sensibly.
Uh-huh.
And so you can be, if you are in like my chapter, if we have someone who meets their goal, they are the queen for our chapter. Okay. But then when you can take all the queens from all the individual chapters, there's one that's going to have lost more weight than anybody else. So they are the Tops state queen.
Uh-huh.
And so they get recognized and they get all dressed up and stuff there at the state recognition days and wear the sash and the crown. And I mean, it's a big honor. And so we have like the king and the queen. And then we'll have people that earn their century award. So those are people who have lost 100 pounds and have kept it off for a year.
That's awesome.
So, and then you could get recognized for that. And we have people that get recognized for how many years they have remained a COPS. We have some people that have been a COPS member for 50 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They've never lost their status. So, and it's interesting when you have the new people that are newly that are new COPS members and have reached their goal, they get up on stage and tell their story.
Cool.
And then that provides you with some, you know, motivation and some encouragement and stuff. So I know at last year's SRD, there was a lady that got up there and told her story, and she was talking about, well, you know, I didn't like to exercise. So to encourage herself, she goes, every time I exercise, I'm going to put a dollar in a can. She had a little Pringles can, a little short can. So she put a dollar in there. Every time she exercised, she's like, I figured I'm worth a dollar. So she put that in there. Well, the can got so full, she had to go to another container.
Yeah.
And she did that all through her weight loss journey until she reached her goal. And then she took that money and she used it to buy herself new clothes. So she had,
that's,
I don't know.
So good.
I don't know how much money she had in there, but she had several $100 in there, you know, and stuff. So, I mean, I'm like, oh, that's a new, I never thought of that. But I thought that was a really neat idea to do that. And it provides you incentive. And even if you want to put, like, you know, jars of marbles, you know, have a jar full of marbles. And then for every time you lose a pound or half pound, move a marble over. Just do that yourself. And then that you can kind of see the progress that you're making.
It's kind of like creating within yourself, like a game or exactly, you know, fun kind of challenge.
Right. And you have to learn to look at food a little bit differently. I think that's what a lot of us struggle with.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because everybody likes to eat. You can't give up food forever. And I mean, I've been around some of my friends. We'll go out to eat and everything. And they're like, aren't you eating any of this? I'm like, no, I'm not going to eat that. Why not? Because I don't want to eat that. I have, you know, other stuff coming. And they're like, oh, I couldn't do what you do. You know, I mean, so right there, I mean, they don't need to lose weight, but they're admitting how hard it is and stuff. And that's the kind of stuff that we have to do every day.
Right.
And stuff. And I mean, you know, we're not perfect, so we are going to mess up. But it's all about moderation and, you know, just staying on the path as best you can. And if you make a mistake, you know, give yourself some grace because you're not human. You're going to mess up.
Yep.
And you just put that mistake behind you and you keep on going. Don't let that blow the rest of your day or the rest of your week and that type of thing. So, but being with your members in your chapter, just, it really helps. I know, like, after COVID, we all came in, and when we were opening back up, members were trickling in and getting back on the scale. Nobody wanted to do that.
No.
And so we had some members that were like, they were waiting, you know, weeks to come back, and they would finally come back, and they said, well, you know, I kind of waited to come back because I didn't want to mess up, you know, all your numbers and stuff. I was like, no. I said, you're not any different than the rest of us.
Listen, the whole world messed up during that. I mean, we didn't. It's okay.
That's all right. I said, we've all faced the scale. You're just facing it, like, you know, 4 weeks later.
Yeah.
I said, so just get on and,
just,
you know,
pull the Band-Aid off,
yeah,
man.
And just deal with
rip it.
Yeah. And just get back on track. I mean, there wasn't anything else to do.
Yeah.
So, and then you have people that are, they're doing great for a while, and then something will happen, and maybe they, you know, have a health issue or something like that. And so their progress kind of slows down.
Sure.
And stuff. So I know I was at a standstill for a while because of arthritis. That's not a good thing.
No.
And I was struggling. I mean, my feet were hurting. I was like, oh, I didn't even want to, you know, go for a walk. My husband's like, you want to go for a walk? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
So
it hurts,
yeah,
man. No.
So I'm past that now.
Okay.
So I am back, you know, doing what I need to do and stuff. So I'm starting to make some progress again. So that's good. A good feeling. So you know, but some of us just, you know, are different than other people. So, and we lose differently, and, you know, different things work for you that might not work for somebody else.
Right.
So, but everybody has their struggles. And, you know, you talk about POP, and people are like, oh, I can never give up POP. I can never give up POP. And, you know, if that's an issue for you, then how are you going to deal with that? If you drink a whole lot of, you know, POP, can you deal with that? Can you make that first little baby step and go up to that first step and say, okay, I'm going to limit it to, you know, maybe just 2 cans a day, which you might think, oh, that's a lot. But if you're a person who drank 5 cans of POP a day,
right,
that's a good step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you give yourself a week or two to adjust to that, and then maybe go up to the next step and knock it down to 1 can a day and stuff. And then, keep going, and maybe you decide, okay, now I'm going to knock it down to just, I'm going to drink some Diet Pop, which not everybody likes Diet Pop, but I mean, it's still better than drinking 5 cans of regular pop.
Right.
And then if you go through that, then maybe you can get rid of that altogether.
Yeah.
And stuff, because I went through that process. And
you get addicted to it. You've got caffeine and sugar that you're addicted to. Right.
So, I mean, I'm pretty much off pop. I maybe have one can like every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And stuff. But the rest of the time, it's pretty much like water or iced tea or something like that. So,
and they have like the seltzers now and stuff that could be a fizzy alternative. It gives you the fizzy feel.
Yeah. Yeah. That what is it? Bublé or whatever. Yeah, it is, or something like that. Yeah.
Different
seltzers. Have you tried those?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like them?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm still working on it.
Yeah. it's a good alternative to, like, if you're kind of like into that fizzy, like if mm-hmm. you want that fizzy kind of thing. But I can see where they're not as flavorful, obviously, as soda. So, yeah.
And you can just, if the fizzy part isn't your thing, you can always just flavor your water with different things. I mean, just like lemon or, you know, put cucumbers in there and stuff like that.
It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get some vitamins and stuff.
That's right.
See?
That's right. I mean, you can even flavor your tea. Like sometimes I'll put a big pot on the stove and put some green tea bags in there, and then I'll add some lemon peel, lemon juice, and ginger, and just let that simmer in there. And it makes a nice flavored tea.
Orange and mint is really good,
too. Is it really?
Yes. Okay. Super good.
So, I mean, there are different options you have as far as, you know, something else, something to drink besides pop or sugar drinks.
Well, and think about this, too. Like, if you're, I mean, you were talking about the lady putting a dollar in, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever, but think about how much money you would save if you drink water as an alternative,
even
when you go out to dinner,
mm-hmm.
you know, because a soda or a tea or something, which obviously tea is going to be better than soda for you, but can be, you know, $2.50. It could be, I mean, you think about every time you go out or you drink something at home, that water is going to be not free, but way cheaper.
Yep, so it
you
is.
Can save yourself money that way.
It's cheaper. Yep. And going out to eat is so hard to watch what you eat and stuff. Even if you try to get something that's kind of healthy, salt is usually the issue.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, you know, you kind of have to work through that.
Sure.
And stuff. So, you know, I personally don't go out to eat very much anymore because of that, because it's a struggle.
Yeah.
So
it shouldn't be hard, to find something to eat, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shouldn't be work.
But it can be, you know. So you just kind of have to go out there and you plan ahead. So, you know, if you know you're going to go to a party or something, you plan ahead for that. So you watch the rest of the day, or maybe, you know, days before that, watch what you eat so you have some extra, you know, calories or whatever.
Sure.
And then you allow for that. And then you work on portion control. So I know I do that sometimes. Like if there's something that I am craving and stuff, or like I went through 2 weeks where I was like craving like barbecued ribs. I'm like, oh, I just tried to ignore it. So finally I went out and I bought some and I made them, but it was portion control and stuff that I used. I mean, I weighed it out. So I know
good
how much I was eating. And then on mine, I used some of that sugar-free barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that helped me, and that satisfied my craving, and I was happy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes you have to look at it that way, too, to get around that stuff, because we all crave certain things. We all have weaknesses and, you know, salty, crunchy snacks, you know, things like that, whatever, whether it's chocolate or something. So you have to find a way that you can deal with that, because it's part of life. That stuff's not going to go away.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, I cut sugar, well, not all sugar, but a lot of sugar out of my diet a while back. And it was hard. I mean, it's a physical addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start, like, I would have sugar in my coffee in the morning, and then I would eat, like, a breakfast bar. And I started, like, paying attention, and I was like, my God, the amount of sugar I consumed before I even left the house in the morning was uncanny.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's like, okay, so you can do like the zero sodas, like the, you know, Coke Zero or something mm-hmm. like that instead of like regular Coke, if you want to have a soda, but mostly drink water and stuff now. But like you have that physical like withdrawal.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is very hard.
I mean, you feel like crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're grumpy and all of that stuff. It's rough.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, and, you know, I don't have skinny DNA. So some people are blessed with high metabolism stuff, and I'm not blessed with that. So, you know, I have to watch. They're lucky they don't have to watch that. So, and some people, you know, are just tend to be a little heavier their whole life, and other people don't get heavier until they're later after they get married. Maybe they have kids.
Yeah.
So it's different for everybody.
Sure.
And some people, you know, in their teens and their 20s, they're not worried about that. You know, they're too busy running around having fun.
Yeah.
And stuff. And even if it, even if they are a little heavier, they're, they don't think about that.
Yeah.
And stuff. But for me, it was when I hit 30 and stuff. And then I was like, I went to the doctor and it's like, oh yeah, your thyroid's out of whack. And you know, your blood pressure's starting to go up. And, yeah. And I was like, yeah, 30 was not a good time.
Yeah.
So that's when it all started to hit for me. And I mean, it wasn't anything major, but it was just a little bit of an eye opener.
Like
that,
a wake up call.
Yeah. Like, okay, maybe it's time I start paying attention a little bit.
Sure.
And everybody has their reason as to why they want to start watching and getting a little bit healthier and stuff. And whether it's to lose weight or just get more physically fit, or maybe for some older people it could be like, I really need to improve my balance,
yes, you know, or strength.
So, right. Yeah. Yeah. So everybody has a reason, and you have to kind of remember what that reason is. And I think sometimes we start off on our journey, we have that reason, and then we don't focus on that reason. And so then as time goes on, we tend to forget what that reason is.
That makes total sense.
And stuff. So then you've got to go back and revisit that and focus on that goal and stuff, and kind of think about it every morning before you start your day. You know, have that mindful thought. Okay, this is my goal for today.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of put you in the right mindset, because I mean, your health is the most important thing you have. It should be important to you. So if it's really important to you, then you need to make some steps to improve that, you know, and stuff. So like baby steps all the way.
So, absolutely. Yeah. And it's not going to happen overnight, and it's going to happen with baby steps.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah. I know, and I am the leader of my chapter, but I'm also an advocate. So an advocate is someone who, I have chapters under me, and I go around and I visit those chapters, and there's 12 of us throughout the state of Ohio.
Okay.
And so I go around and we have to present a program every year. And then we do other things for our chapters if they ask us to help. Like if they have someone who just earned their COP status and reached their goal, and they might be having a little program for them, we could come and help, you know, with the program. Or if they're going to introduce new officers, maybe they'll ask us to come and do that. So there are other things that we can do. But in our program, there's a quote, and I don't remember it exactly, but it's from Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, it's not about motivation, but if you have a goal, okay, if that goal is important to you, mm-hmm. that goal itself should be enough to pull you to the end of your journey, the end of that goal.
Sure.
And stuff. So I never really heard it put like that. The goal itself, if it's really important to you, should be enough just to pull you along.
Yeah.
So you know, that's just something to think about. But we go out and we present those programs to our chapters. We will have like chapter walks in our area and stuff. We'll set that up. You know, anywhere in your area, really.
Great.
We could have a workshop once a year. We set up a workshop. It could be on anything. It could be on self-care, exercise. It's whatever the advocate chooses to do that on. So, you know, there are some things out there to do. It's just in our area, we're kind of spread out. My area is spread out pretty well. My counties that I cover are Jackson, Vinton, was it Meigs, Morgan, Washington, and Lawrence County.
So, oh, yeah. You're definitely spread out.
I am spread out.
Yeah.
And if there was a chapter that was established like in Athens, then I would cover that area as well. But there isn't a chapter in Athens.
Oh, that's surprising.
So, yeah, there used to be, but it, I guess, went by the wayside before I got started.
Okay.
So, but, you know, we're there for our members. That's what we're there for. And so we are the ones that plan our state recognition days once a year. We're the ones that plan the fall rally, which is, that's what we're getting ready to do now. Okay. And stuff. So
is this a national organization?
Mm-hmm. It's all across the United States and Canada.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And they offer retreats. So retreat, you can do a virtual retreat, which usually lasts over like 3 days, and they'll have like 2 sessions a day. Okay. You can go to that, or you can go to an in-person retreat, and those last anywhere from 5 to 6 days, and they might be in Texas or Maryland.
Well, that's fun.
Whatever. Yeah, it is
fun. Get to travel.
Yeah. So, and they have different retreat directors. There's 3 of them, and they'll, you know, do that retreat. You eat the food that's provided there, follows the food exchange system, and everybody eats about 1,500 calories a day. So you don't have to think about your food.
Gotcha.
While you're there.
That's
so
good.
Yeah. So you're on plan while you're there, and you're learning more about nutrition and exercise and, you know, self-care, motivation, positive thinking, whatever the retreat director decides to throw in there. So, but it's all beneficial information and everything. So I have never been to an in-person retreat just because the time doesn't work out for me.
Sure.
I mean, I teach school, so they never seem to have one like during my summer break when I could go. So maybe sometime. But but I have been to a virtual one and stuff. So you get the same information. It's just presented in a different format.
Very fun. Yeah.
So I got to meet a lot of people. I mean, online, but, you know, lots of people from all over the place.
And isn't that, like, cool because you get to, you know, you're sharing that common goal, but you're meeting all kind of people from all different walks of life and all of that, knowing that that is your what you have in common there.
And you get to meet people who have lost 100 pounds and maybe kept it all off, some who have, you know, struggled and haven't kept it off, so now they're working back to that and stuff. You get to meet people who have met their goal and talk to them and see what they do. I mean, we have people that have been COPS members for, you know, 40 years or more. And
that
met that goal and everything. So you can talk to those people and give them tips and tricks.
But like TOPS again keeps them accountable, holds them accountable. Like it's like something that keeps them, it's their goal that they're working toward is keeping that off.
Right. Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We have some people that if, you know, they have met their goal or they're close to their goal, they're like, you know, I still come to meetings because that still helps me keep on track. So I don't regain all the weight that I've lost, you know, and stuff. So, you know, it could help you keep on track, whether you choose to weigh in every week or not. It still helps you keep on track. You're there, you know, to get support from your fellow members.
Sure,
and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not there to judge because we've all been there and stuff. So nobody's going to look at you any differently. You know, we're all just there to help each other and, you know, give everybody some any kind of support we can.
Love that.
So
how does somebody join?
Okay. You can go to the TOPS website. It's topsclub.org. And I think you can type in your zip code and it'll bring up where there's a meeting. But if you want to join and you know where a meeting's being held, you can just show up. Your first meeting's free.
Okay.
So go and check it out. And then if you join, you just, you know, say, hey, I'm interested in joining, and they'll give you the paperwork and you can fill it out. And there's 3 levels to join, starting at $49.
Okay.
And then it moves up and stuff, depending on the things that you get when you purchase whatever level 1, 2, or 3.
Okay.
You get different things, whether you get a book of information. It's like the real life guide for weight loss, and stuff. We call it the blue book. So it's it's a big thick book, and it has a lot of information about the food exchange system. It has information in there about nutrition. There's a little formula in there that you can use to help you figure out how many calories you should be eating a day. There's lots of information in there. And so you decide what level you want to join at and fill out the paperwork. And then when you renew the following year, it's only $37.
Gotcha.
So it goes back down, and then you only pay $37 a year from there on out and stuff. And you get a bi-monthly magazine called TOPS News, which is full of information.
That's great.
Yep. It has articles in there about members and the things that they have done to be successful. There's information in there about recipes, contests, things like that. It's all in there that you can use for your chapter. What else do you get? You get like a little weight loss book so you can record your weight loss and kind of keep track food journaling is a big thing. Some people like to do it, some people don't. You can get sheets that, you know, you can write down everything you eat. If you don't want to do that, then you can just put it on your phone.
Okay.
A lot of people do that. You know, like use the MyFitnessPal, whatever. You just put that on your phone and go that route if that's your choice. And so some people use the food cards where it has a little card that says bread or fats or meat or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you pull out the ones that are for your calorie count, 1500 or 1300, whatever you're using. And then, so if you have a piece of bread, you know, you take out the bread and you move it over here and stuff. I've used this before and they work for me when I'm home during the summer.
Yeah. But okay. If you're moving around out on the go, no way.
No. Once I go to work, then I go back to I do it in my phone.
Okay.
And stuff, because I'm not going to carry this thing with me to work and lug it back and forth.
Just
and
one more thing to lose or forget, right?
But when I'm at home, it's different. Some people even, if they're really strict and watching at the beginning, they'll have like a table where they lay all their cards out.
Okay.
And stuff. And then they'll move them over here so they can visually see the progress along the way.
Love
so
that.
Yeah, so but you just have to learn some tips and tricks on how to satisfy your cravings, I guess, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff, to get the biggest bang for your buck, so to speak.
Sure. And that's where you guys come in.
Yeah
the group.
And yes, sharing your tips and tricks for what you do, what works for you and stuff and everything. So everybody has different eating patterns and stuff, and I mean, I even eat differently during the summer based than I do when school starts.
Yeah.
So
I can see that.
Yeah, because I'm not a morning person. So when school hits, I'm not getting up and making myself breakfast, mm-hmm. cooking breakfast, because I don't have time to do that.
Yeah.
Like, uh-uh. No. So, you know, that doesn't happen. So, but during the summer, I can get up and then I can, you know, eat breakfast whenever I want to. So it's different.
Sure.
Yeah. So you just kind of have to do what works for you. Yeah.
I could see that. And you know, again, this is what the group is for. You can discuss with others like what they're doing and
right.
the tips and tricks and right. all that stuff. And mm-hmm. and I think that's fantastic, and knowing that you're not alone out there.
Right. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Knowing you're not alone and you've got friends there that know what you're going through and, you know, kind of offer some support. And, you know, if you go in there with a big loss, everybody's cheering for you. And if you go in there with a gain, everybody's, you know, still encouraging you, and you're like, you'll get back on track, you know, and stuff. And what do you think you did wrong? If someone came in there with a really good loss, then you can share, like, what'd you do this week?
Yeah. How'd you do
know?
It?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, what did you do this week that you thought worked for you? And share that
uh-huh.
and stuff. So that's very helpful. And I know we had a member who, she was really close to reaching her goal, and she was just coming in and she was losing a little bit at a time. And then all of a sudden, boom, there she was. We're like, what'd you do? She goes, I don't know, I just really, really started watching like everything that I ate.
Yeah.
And stuff. And so she got to her goal. And so when they get to their goal, we can turn in that stuff to the state like right away mm-hmm. and stuff, or you can choose to wait, because when you are a COPS and say your goal is 150 pounds, okay, there are rules, okay, for you to keep that status.
Okay.
And so you can only go 7 pounds below that or 3 pounds above that.
Okay.
So if your goal is 150 and you get to 153, you're fine.
Okay.
If you get to 154, then you have 2 weeks to get back down to 153 or below, or you lose your status.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. And then it's 7 pounds below, and if you get, you know, more than 7 pounds below your goal, and you could lose your status. And it's not that they're discouraging you if you feel like you can lose more, but they don't want you to lose so much that you get too thin for some people. So if you are at 150 and you feel like, oh, I'm still losing, you know, and that's fine. You can always go and rechange your goal. All it takes is, you know, a visit to the doctor, get a doctor slip and turn it in.
Yeah, because they don't want it to become like a disorder or something of that nature. We want to make sure everybody's doing this in a safe, healthy manner.
Right.
That's the whole goal. Yeah.
So you can change your goal anytime you want to and stuff. So it's up to you. And that's happened before in the past. Like, you know, we have people who are older and maybe they've been a COPS, and then as they get older, they realize it's a little bit harder. Okay. Uh-huh. And stuff. And so they're having a harder time keeping that off. So they might go see their doctor and maybe they'll raise their goal by like, you know, 5 pounds.
Okay.
Not by 50 or anything like that, but you right. know, just a couple pounds and stuff extreme. So they can, yeah, so they can still keep their cop status.
Love
and
that.
Stuff. So you know, you do have that option and stuff. And sometimes your goal, you don't have to set a goal when you first join. Like okay. I haven't set a goal. I haven't set one. You can choose to set one right away as soon as you join, or you can choose to set one later. Like if you think you're getting closer to your goal, then you can go ahead and decide to set one then.
Do you think it's because like you kind of just want to see how it goes first before you set a goal? I mean, I think that that's because
it could be.
You don't know what your goal is, I think, starting out.
Yeah. I mean, I have an idea in my head what I think I want my goal to be, but it's so far down the road that I haven't set that goal. I guess I feel okay. like I don't want to set that in stone because I think that could be maybe a little defeating to me.
Sure.
So when I get a little closer, then I'll set that goal.
Okay.
When I see the light at the end of the tunnel, same thing. So yeah, maybe I'll do it then. So, but you have that choice. So, but I mean, it is good to have other people there that are going through the same thing that you are.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and we have people in our chapter that are close to their goal. Some that have met their goal. We have one gentleman in our chapter who has been a COPS member for years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we have a new COPS member and stuff. She hasn't been a COPS for too long. So, like at our state recognition days in April, Thursday night, we went in there and they had a dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, our COPS member, she had always been, at her goal or below. Okay. Well, that week she just happened to be 1 pound above her goal. She's like, oh, I can't have this. Can't have this. So when we went to our state recognition days, like I said, they had the dance floor. She would not let us get off the dance floor. We were not allowed. So for 3 hours, we all danced. I'm not saying we danced well, but we danced.
But by golly, we danced.
I know. And stuff. The only time we were allowed to get off the dance floor is when we needed to use the restroom or get a drink of water. And the rest of the time, we had to be back on there dancing. And stuff. We were so sore.
Yeah.
So sore.
But that also goes to show you how dancing is so good for you,
yes.
right?
Like, yes. It was a lot of fun and stuff. And then the next day, being an advocate, I had to get up and do other things. Okay.
I'm sore.
And I had to present a workshop. We had 3 breakout sessions. And in that workshop, what were we doing? We were doing chair exercises. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can get through this or not. And I had to do it 3 times. And
oh,
I was so
no.
sore from 3 hours of dancing. But, I mean, it was fun. I made it through, toughed it out and stuff. So, you know, it's fun when you're doing it with other people.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and you just have to find the exercise that works for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I used to do Zumba a lot.
That was one of my most favorite things mm-hmm. to do. And then I got out of it, of course. But yeah. I loved Zumba.
Yeah. I used to go a lot
before. It's not like a workout.
No, it's too fun.
Yeah. It's a blast.
Yeah. And I used to do it all the time, 3 times a week. And then COVID hit, you know, and that messed everything up and stuff. So I have not been back. I think I'm to the point now where I could go back
mm-hmm.
And stuff. I mean, I would be hurting when I first started, just saying, and stuff. And I would be like out of breath and stuff because I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to have like the little fundraisers for Zumba. And they would do 2-hour sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be able to do that. No problem.
Yep.
I couldn't do that now.
Yeah.
I'd be lucky if I made it through for an hour.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it's just, you got to start somewhere. So
that's right.
You know, do that. I know the Y used to have some line dancing classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that for a while. I don't think they have that anymore. I think everybody's just gone and they do it at the Wagon Wheelers Club now. I think that's my understanding. So, but you know, there's that option. I mean, there's lots of stuff out there on TV, on YouTube,
all kinds of stuff. A lot of it's free.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they have chair exercises or they've got those exercise bands. All kinds of stuff that you can use and look up.
Pick up water bottles. Like, I mean, if you're sitting at home at night, like do some soup cans.
Yeah.
Just do something.
Yes. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff on there that you can you can access.
Yep.
And make use of and stuff. I know they used to have silver sneakers at the at the Y.
They still do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had some friends that went there. So during the summer I went and stuff and I some of them were giving me a little bit of a hard time. They're like, why are you here? You're like the youngest one here. I'm like, so? And
right. stuff. But I'm here.
but the first couple times, I mean, I was sore. I mean, yes. you're just, you know, doing weights and bands and you're in the chair stretching and you twist and turn a certain way. And I, next day, be like, oh, I'm kind of sore.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, and it was always like that every summer. The first one or two times I would be sore because, like, you're using new muscles.
Sure.
So, I mean, you go that route and everything. Because some people have the discipline to do the exercise at home and that's great. But, you know, things like when you do group exercise, like Zumba, it's more fun. I mean, I'll
sure
just
it, make, is.
It is more fun. And we always had a good time at Zumba. We always knew somebody was going to mess up and go the wrong way at the wrong time and stuff, you know. So I said, well, I never knocked anybody over yet, so we're doing okay. But, you know, so it's fun. It's fun.
It is
so,
fun.
Yeah, you're the music's right. going, and before you know it, the time is up. Mm-hmm. So that's the best thing about that I liked. So I kind of need to get back to that. And stuff helps you with your progress.
You know, it does. And it's like, again, ripping that Band-Aid off, like just going to that first class. And once you get going, then it's like, cool.
Yeah.
I can do this again. Yeah. But it's like, well, I'll start next week.
Yeah, so exactly.
Just pick a day and go.
Yeah. And you really have to fit it in your schedule and be committed to going, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff. So I think a lot of us everybody's so busy doing this, that, or the other thing. And stuff, you go to work and you're tired, you know, mm-hmm. and stuff. Because I know even going to Zumba, I might come home from work and then you go to Zumba and you got to come home and you're tired. You got to get a shower. Well, supper has to happen somewhere.
Right.
In there.
Right.
You know, so you kind of have to plan ahead a little bit.
Yep.
How are you going to do that? Because at my house, I'm the only one who really cooks. So if I don't make supper, you know, my guys will just sit around and wait for something to happen, you know. So you have to plan and work that into your life.
Yes.
And you have to plan, you know, your meals. Like when I start going back to school, I'm going to have to sit and think about what am I going to pack for lunch? Because I hate packing my lunch every day.
Yeah.
And so I will plan something for lunch and I usually take it, you know, sometimes all week I'll take the same thing. I just plan it. And if I can pack it up ahead of time in five different containers, then I will. And I'll take it all on Monday in my lunchbox. So Monday, my lunchbox might be really, really heavy. But then I just put it all in the refrigerator so I don't have to worry about it the rest of the week. It's in there. And
if you have good coworkers, they don't eat it, right?
That's right. They don't eat it and stuff. So I know like at my office, we used to have different people in our office and they used to bring donuts in every so often. And they always sat by my desk and I'd be like, ugh. And I'd have to walk past, every time I walked past my desk, I'd be walking past the donuts. Or when they got birthday or cupcakes for the monthly birthday, they would always be sitting right next to my desk. And I'd have to walk through that all the time and stuff. So I'm like, oh, cupcakes, I can pass up just fine. Donuts, that was another story.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just kind of, and they smell, you can smell them.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so you kind of have to.
They're the devil.
So you kind of have to tell yourself, okay, how am I going to deal with this type thing? Because, I mean, I know I'm not going to be perfect, and there's going to come a time when I'm probably going to eat a donut.
Yep.
So I set up a thing for myself, and I said, okay, if I have one favorite donut that I like, if it's there, I'm going to eat one. If it's not, I won't. So but I'm telling you what, and they were everybody's favorite donuts. So a lot of times I'd open up a box, nope. And so I wouldn't eat a donut.
Cool.
So, and every once in a while I'll be like, oh, look, there's one, you know? And so, but that didn't happen often because it was like those cream sticks. Yes. And everybody loves those.
Yeah.
So, you know, they would get in there first and a lot of times there wouldn't be any left. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. That was a deal I made with myself when I stuck with it.
That's right. It wasn't meant to be.
That's right. And I mean, because I'm just like, I just know. I know me. I'm like, I'm not going to be perfect. And I'm not going to pass up those donuts every time and never eat one and never – and watch everybody else eat them because they'll sit in the office sometimes and eat one.
Sure.
And my coworkers are sitting in the office eating one, you know, and stuff. So it's hard. So, like I said, you're not going to be perfect. And if you do mess up, you got to give yourself some grace. Yeah. But you have to learn how to deal with things because it's life. Going out to eat, how are you going to deal with that?
That's right. And sometimes life isn't fair and it's hard.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Yeah. So,
very good.
So, but, you know, because we think, it's hard. Just people are like, just give it up. You know, you just don't eat that. Well, can you give that up all the time?
Right.
You know, I mean.
Easier said than done.
It's right. That's right. So you kind of have to look at it like that. I mean, if you're an alcoholic, you just give it up and you're done, you know, and stuff, and you stay on track. But I mean, if food is your issue, you can't give up food.
Yeah.
We all need food to survive. So you just, you know, you have to make some choices.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's right. So let's talk about ages. Okay. Are there age limits to your group, or, you know, I mean, because there's a lot of kids out there that are struggling.
No, we can have kids join and stuff. They, okay. Like at the beginning of every year when you weigh in, it's based on your weight for the beginning of the year and you're put into a division. Okay.
Okay.
So there's even a division for people who have weight loss surgery. There's a division for them. We have a teen division and stuff, preteens, they can come in. Matter of fact, one of the community events out there at Manpower Park, we set up a table. Mm-hmm. And excuse me, we set up a table for our Tops stuff, and we had a man come over and talk to us. He goes, "Tops, I know Tops." I'm like, "Yeah." He's, "Yeah." He was recognized at the West Virginia State Recognition Days for a teen and stuff.
Awesome.
That he won. He met his goal. And I'm like, "Really? I wish I would have got his name."
Yeah.
But we were just talking and I was like amazed. And so I get on the Tops Facebook page and I put that out there. And the lady who used to be the president of Tops, and so she goes, "I remember him."
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was kind of neat. And he remembered Tops. And
came so it over. Helped him along
yeah.
the way.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll take kids out. Kids, yep. Teens, anybody. There's really, you know, not that big of an age limit.
That's
stuff.
Wonderful. So, men, women, doesn't matter, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So we'll take anybody and stuff. And I think I asked him, I said, "Well, how was it to be a member of Tops, you know, because it's, you know, a lot of ladies." He goes, "I love those ladies." He said, "They cheered me on no matter what I did, you
Aww,
know,
that's
and stuff."
So
and I mean,
good.
And that's what it's about. So he, you know, he did well and that worked for him and stuff.
Love
so,
that.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people wish they would have had some of that guidance, you know, as they were younger before things kind of got out of control, you know, for them.
Well, because you mentioned it earlier and, you know, growing up, I mean, I would eat so much because I was so thin that it was like embarrassing. And I can remember my mom saying, "One of these days you're going to be sorry," you know, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, but I never had to work out. I didn't have to, it was easy, you know, and you're so far the other way that people are like making fun of you for being so skinny. And
right.
So it's hard. Sometimes it's like people don't have to study and then they get to college and they're like, "Oh gosh."
Yeah.
So it's hard. Like when you don't have to do something to learn how to do it later on in life. So
yep.
That's where you guys come in too with tips and tricks with working out and, you know, then eating and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah.
Love that.
So, and you have to realize you're not perfect. I've seen members that when they first join, they're doing so great and they're losing every week, a little bit every week. And it comes about that sixth week and they gain and they just don't understand why. And I mean, I've had some of them have been like in tears. I'm like, you're not going to lose every week. It does
That's right.
not work that
it's
way.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's exactly right. It's a long journey to get to the end.
Yes.
And stuff. And you're gonna mess up. And a lot of it has to do, like when you weigh in, I mean, maybe you've done really well, but maybe you just ate lunch a little later that day. So that
sure.
can affect you. And how much water you drank, you know. Now, I encourage my members to the day of weigh-in, don't starve yourself. They, you know, some eat breakfast, eat lunch and stuff, and then come in and weigh in. And so that's the way to do it. And everything. We have a program called Are You Starving Yourself with the Scale? It has to do with on the day of weigh-in, you know, are you not going to eat and you're going to hope for the best because maybe you didn't have the best week?
Yeah.
No, we don't want you to do that.
No. That's cheating.
Yeah. So, and it usually doesn't work,
yeah.
you know, and stuff. So, but you have to think about that stuff. Drink your water and all lots of stuff.
All
so,
of that.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. Well, we're out of time this morning, but thank you for coming in. Once again, can you tell our viewers how to get a hold of you or how they can join TOPS?
Yeah, if you go on the topsclub.org website, there's an 800 number to call headquarters, mm-hmm. and you can talk to them directly and tell them where you live, and they'll tell you where to find a chapter.
Topsclub.org.
Yes, topsclub.org. And you can also go to the website, and it says find a meeting, and you can click on there. And I think you just type in your zip code, and it brings up a meeting. And again, if you know where there's a chapter that's meeting, you can just show up.
Yeah. So every Tuesday, at what time you guys
every meet? Tuesday at 5 o'clock at the Senior Center on Mound Street. Yeah.
That's just where show we meet.
Up. Yeah. And then there's another one in Jackson that meets on Friday mornings at 10. I think it's at the Promised Land Church out there by the Child Development Center.
Okay.
It's that church yep. out there. Yeah. They meet out there Fridays at 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a couple of opportunities.
Yeah. There's one in Vinton County too. I just don't remember what day they meet off of the top of my head.
Okay.
But again, call the 800 number or get on the website and click find a meeting. There's lots of options.
There you go. Sounds yeah. great. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning.
Thanks
We've
for having
learned
me.
Tons.
Yeah.
So, of
had
course.
A good time.
Yep. Come back and see us sometime.
Okay. I will.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Well, we are headed out to the fair. So, I guess thank you for watching this morning, and the three of us will let you know how we fared, pun intended, tomorrow. That was a good one. That was so punny. Almost like vest.
Hashtag best life.
Best life. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for watching.
Bye-bye. Bye.